to join Extinction Rebellion. Before that, the Mercury will be rising this weekend.
What do we really know about Freddie Mercury?
Farrokh became Freddie at school.
I think he took a bit of stick in the very early days.
I'm Satnam Sangera, and 30 years after his death, I'll be exploring who Freddie Mercury would be if he were a superstar today.
He would have been much more in control of his image than stars are now.
In the early days, you think about it and go out and buy the papers and make sure that you were in it and all that. Now it's a completely different setup.
Mercury, this Saturday night at 8 on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds.
Eddie has a brainwave in the Archers in half an hour. But first, Relativity, Richard Herring's comedy drama about three generations of one family, starring Phil Davis, Alison Steadman and Richard Herring. This week, Ian and Chloe are still trying to find a way to stop four-month-old Don from crying.
It's your turn. It's your turn, Ian. Don't pretend to be asleep. It's your turn.
Mushrooms as big as houses.
I know you're awake. Give him his formula. You're not getting away with this.
Ow! What were you doing?
I knew you were awake.
Well, I wasn't awake until you kicked me. Why did you wake me up? I was having an amazing dream.
About giant mushrooms?
How did you know?
Get up and feed your son.
It's your turn.
No, I did the last one.
No, I did. You slept through it.
No, I didn't. I was just pretending to be asleep. Then there was another one after that you slept through. Please do it, Ian. I've got work in the morning.
I've got to look after the baby in the morning.
It's not the same.
No, it's not. Having the baby is much harder.
I've got to go on camera, so it would be nice if I didn't look like Mother Teresa's corpse. You can have a nap when he naps.
You can have a nap in your frickin' Winnebago.
I don't have a Winnebago. I had a Winnebago on one job. Why are you so obsessed with Winnebagos?
I guess because it would be nice to have a Winnebago. With bowls of free M&Ms in it.
Oh, why did I tell you about that? Oh, forget it. Thanks for nothing. Come on, Donnie. Cry as much as you like. Your dad doesn't deserve any sleep.
Oh, for Christ's sake. I'm properly awake now. I might as well do it.
No, no, you won't. I'm doing it now. You're not counting this as your turn.
You woke me up. This counts as my turn even if you do it.
It absolutely does not. I'm doing it.
I'm doing it.
I'm doing it.
I'm doing it.
Relativity by Richard Herring.
Oh, morning, love. I forgot you were staying.
Oh, sorry, Dad.
No. Nice to have you here. Oh, we're out of milk.
Oh, sorry, I had the last of it. I never drink milk, but just fancied a glass of milk. Last time I drank milk was, when I lived here.
Not really a problem. No problemo.
Sorry, I assumed you'd already have had breakfast.
No. I like to pop to the shop for the paper before I eat. I could have picked up some milk if I'd known.
Sorry.
No, my fault. I should have thought. Well, it doesn't matter. I can have butter on my Weetabix.
No, you can't do that. That's disgusting.
Have you never had buttered Weetabix?
No. No one has ever had that. It's not a thing.
Oh, of course it's a thing. It's just like a fancy piece of toast.
Cold, crumbly, very thick and dry toast.
Yes. Oh, don't worry, I often have it.
Well, let me go to the shop for you.
You're in your dressing gown and it's a half-hour walk. I can't wait that long for my breakfast. I actually prefer butters and milk.
What are you doing, Ken? Have you gone mad?
No, not at all. You know me and my buttered Weetabix.
I've never seen you butter a Weetabix.
Well, of course you have. I do it all the time. I prefer it with butters and milk.
No, you don't.
Oh, look at that. Can't wait to tuck in, and I don't have to, so I will just get on with it.
I hope you're not planning to eat that.
Delicious. Just how I like it.
It's my fault. I drank a glass of milk.
Oh, don't blame yourself for this, Jane. You could not have predicted he'd respond in this way.
I should have guessed. Remember when he ate that lip balm at Ian and Chloe's wedding?
Oh, yes!
I thought it was cheese.
Oh, I shouldn't have finished the milk.
Oh, you have to be allowed to drink a glass of milk if you want to. But next time, maybe you could give us a bit of warning the night before. We've got our milk order quite precisely worked out for the two of us.
There's nothing more annoying than wasting milk, except for maybe running out of milk.
Oh, it's our fault. We should have realised we'd need more milk. What with you staying here for a little while? How long do you think you'll be staying?
I don't know, Mum.
shaken?
Just a rum of Weetabix stuck in my throat.
Yeah, have a glass of water.
No. It's the beauty of buttered Weetabix. You don't need liquid. The butter does the job.
Oh, surely it was sort this out with Pete. Not just to stop your father choking to death on dry cereal.
It's not dry. There's butter.
I don't think I can. Not easily.
Maybe if you told us what's happened.
I don't want to talk about it, Mum.
Oh, I know, darling. It's just that I'd really like to know.
I know you would.
OK, in your own time. But we need to have some idea of timescale so that we can buy in sufficient groceries.
I'll drive to the supermarket as soon as I'm dressed.
Are you having another Weetabix? She's gone now.
I know, but I'm starving and there's nothing else.
If I'd known you were like this, I would never have married you.
Too late, love. Got the ring on my finger and there's nothing you can do.
Have you signed my form for school, Dad?
What form?
I gave it to you last night. It's important.
Where's my cereal, Dad?
In the cereal cupboard, I expect, Mark?
Except it isn't.
It's not my job to keep tabs on your cereal. Have you looked in the pantry?
Dad?
It's important, Dad.
What is?
The form.
Dad.
Wait a minute, Ollie. I don't have any form.
I need £50.
I put it in your hands. Mum always signs the forms and pops them in my bag.
Well, Mum isn't here, is she? Can it wait?
It has to be in today.
It isn't there.
Well, you probably finished it. Have some other cereal.
No, I need the protein for my bodybuilding.
You need a cereal to help build your brain.
Ooh, are there brain-boosting vitamins in Frosties? Ooh, which ones? Niacin, vitamin B6, vitamin B2, riboflavin.
Yes, if eating cereal boosted your brain, then you'd be the new Stephen Hawkins.
Hawking, Dad.
Who's Stephen Hawking?
Hawking.
Well, it doesn't have to be him. Who's the cleverest person you can think of?
Richard Osborne from Pointless.
Seriously?
He knows everything.
Cough up, Dad.
What's it for?
I have to get my hair done.
Hold the phone. £50 to get your hair cut. Who's cutting your hair?
Hold on. Just trying to think of someone who'd charge a lot.
Edward Scissorhands?
Who's that?
Who's Edward Scissorhands? Come on.
I've made the appointment. Mum said she'd pay.
Did she?
Ring her up if you don't believe me.
You know she isn't taking my calls.
Oh, isn't she? I had no idea. Give me the money, Dad.
It's a school day.
First period is free.
Okay.
If you give her £50 for a haircut, then you have to give me £50 too.
I just want to sit down and eat my breakfast.
So do I, but no one's bought my cereal.
Oh, Jesus Christ, mate. You can't just lounge around the house all day playing video games. Why not go to the shop and buy it yourself?
You can't get protein granola at the halfway shop, Dad. Mum always orders it online when it's running out.
Well, maybe you shouldn't be relying on others at your age. Grow up! And have some Frosties like your brother.
He can't have those, they're mine. Oh, I've just seen they've got iron in them. No one warns you about that. My insides must be clogged with rust.
Come on, Mark, you should be able to function for a couple of days without Mum.
You clearly can't.
But we have different jobs. If I wasn't here, she wouldn't be able to do loads of the things I do.
What did you do to Mum, Dad? Can you not just apologise so she can come home?
I didn't do anything, and I'm the one that's ordered an apology.
He obviously had an affair or something.
Don't be ridiculous.
Yeah, come on. Who would want to have sex with Dad? He's like a less clean version of Shrek.
loads of people want to have sex with me.
Oh, that's disgusting.
There are a lot of perverts out there, to be fair.
Yeah, but even a pervert has standards.
Right. You've got your money, Holly. Here's the car keys and £20, Mark. You've got nothing else to do, clearly, so you can drive into town and get your stupid cereal. And you can drop your siblings off at school on the way.
What?
And this is for you, Nick.
Whatever it was you wanted permission for, you have it. Signed, Peter Arden.
Hmm.
I mean, thanks, I suppose, but if this falls into the wrong hands, I am in a lot of trouble.
Ist it. Who needs your mum now? Right, all of you, get out of my swamp!
Look, I am so sorry about this morning.
Me too, Chloe. Look, I really hate arguing with you.
So do I.
At least we can agree on that.
I hate it more.
No, I do. Is this our lives now? An endless cycle of arguing and apologising until the blessed release of death?
No, oh, I'm sure eventually we'll just give up on the apologising bit.
I thought when we got married we were going to be a team, but it's a gladiatorial contest, isn't it?
Yeah, not the Roman gladiators either. The ones from the 90s who hit each other with those massive cotton buds.
Those were pugil sticks.
Oh, you can give them a macho name. We all know what they were. Our marriage ceremony was just the celebrant saying, "Gladiator, ready. Contestant, ready." Blowing a whistle and we were off.
I wondered why he was wearing that stripy shirt.
It's a fight to the death us do part. And it's one I intend to win.
As long as you're Jet, I don't mind.
I'm not. I'm Wolf.
I'll take it. He was fierce, but strangely tender. I don't like us fighting, Chloe. I'm just so tired.
Me too.
I know. It's not competition.
Yes, yes, it is. It's all a competition. And I am winning. I really appreciate everything you're doing, Ian. I know it's not easy for you staying at home when I'm working.
It's not easy. I'm as jealous as hell.
Oh, well, flat's better than a Winnebago.
No, it isn't. Not with a crying baby in it, anyway.
Oh, he's quiet now. Enjoy it while you can. Look, he's so sweet.
I can't. When he's not crying, I always assume he's died, and then I have to go and poke him to check he's alive, and I wake him up.
You can see from his chest moving that he's breathing. Actually, is he breathing?
Oh, God, is he breathing?
Oh, he must be. He's very still. Don? Don? There. He's breathing. And I've got to go to work now. Good luck.
Thanks so much, darling.
Problem, darling. Take your time. She's having a bath.
What? A bath? We don't have baths.
Well, she doesn't know that. We used to be allowed to have baths when she lived here before.
Well, we're still allowed. We just choose not to. It's not considerate. I can't believe she's done this. I haven't had my shower yet.
Well, me neither. I was just going in for mine. Oh, don't make a fuss. She's embarrassed enough about the milk. Just stick the immersion on.
No, that's a step too far. I didn't make a fuss about the milk. I ate my buttered Weetabix without complaint, but I am not putting the hot water on constant. You'll have to prise the thermostat out of my cold, dead hands.
With my cold living hands?
If you're cold, you can put on a jumper and some gloves. I'm just thinking of the environment. Doing my bit to stop global warming.
When you die, I'm putting the central heating on constant at 24 degrees.
My ghost will turn it down again.
I don't doubt it. Look, I am not having a cold shower.
He'll be back on this evening.
I'm not waiting all day to have a shower, Ken Snell. And I'm not having you wandering round the place smelling of stale onions either.
I don't smell of onions.
You do if you don't have a shower in the morning. If she's staying, you're going to have the heating on earlier.
Well, it doesn't have to come to that. Jane, love, could you leave your water in?
I'm not having her water!
Oh, sorry, I've already taken the plug out.
Oh, your dad was just joking. You know what he's like.
Deadly serious about thermostats. Sorry, I might have used up the water. I had such a shallow bath, but it was running cold so quickly.
After exactly two showers with
you. Oh, dear. Have I messed your day up again, Dad? First milk, now the water. I feel like the tiger who came to tea.
You always love that tiger. I have to say, I always thought it was a bit of a rude bugger turning up and eating everything. Bad manners.
Oh, no, am I that bad?
Your family, dear. If a tiger came and did what you've done, I'd be furious. But you're our daughter and we love you. And your dad's going to put the hot water on, aren't you?
Oh, I suppose I'd blooming have to. I loved reading that book to you, Jane. You loved that tiger. I didn't realise it was aspirational, though.
You're too good to me, Dad. Can anyone smell onions?
I'm going to call Pete.
All right, babies, out you get and trot along to school while us adults get on with our day.
You're going to Bristol to buy some cereal.
Well, Pete's learning about...
Are you struggling to think about something that you learn at school?
I'm just trying to think of a good one.
It could be anything.
I'm trying to say one that will be funny.
Literally any subject.
Geography.
Well done.
I don't do geography.
Me neither. Anyway, I'm not going to school today.
I know, you're getting your hair done. I'm not driving you there, you can walk.
Oh, God, I'm not getting my hair cut. How stupid are you?
Stop calling me stupid.
I just needed the money.
For what? Are you on drugs? Oh, Holly, please don't take drugs.
I'm not on drugs. Well, I'm not spending this money on drugs. You're taking me to Bristol. I'm going to London.
Uh-huh. For what?
I'm not saying. You'll take the piss.
And if you don't say, then I'll be telling Mum and Dad.
I'm going to protest with Extinction Rebellion.
Right. What, for real? Fair play.
What? Not going to mock me for being a woke snowflake social justice warrior?
No, not for this one. I care about the environment. It's where I live. I mean, it's not like gender-neutral toilets, is it? It's important.
Gender-neutral toilets are also important. But I appreciate your support, and I'm going to let that one slide as a result.
You can't just go to London without Mum and Dad's permission. It's your A-levels this year, young lady. You need to buckle down.
There's no point having A-levels if the world is going to end.
That's very much been my philosophy. Or a job. Sort of banking on the world ending, if I'm honest. Don't try too hard to keep it going, sis.
We can't allow this, Mark.
You need to chill out, little brother. Look, it's only a couple of days. Mum isn't even home, and Dad doesn't know how many children he's got. I'll just ring up and say I'm staying at Jessie's.
You could get sent to prison, or worse.
You're worried they'll bring back hanging for me.
London is a dangerous place.
I'll be fine. I'm 17 years old.
Trot off to school, you pillock. And don't bother learning too much in case the world ends.
Don't tell Mum and Dad about this, or your world will be ending.
Huh? Hi, darling. Is it going well? How's the Winnebago?
I don't have a Winnebago. We're all stuck on a freezing double-decker bus.
Bowls of M&Ms?
No. Well, there's some celebrations, though, but all the good ones are gone.
Still, must be nice.
How's he been?
Not too bad. I'm just taking him on a walk. I've got him to sleep.
Oh, you can relax then.
Oh, I can never relax. Every second of every day, I've got a voice in my head informing me of all the terrible things that could go wrong.
Me too. Oh, it's normal, apparently. Gives you some kind of evolutionary advantage. If you imagine the worst-case scenario, you'll be able to prevent it from happening.
I don't see that that works. Here's what I was just worrying about. What if a stalactite of frozen urine falls from an aeroplane toilet and skewers him through the chest?
Fair enough. It's not very likely, though, is it?
Doesn't stop me worrying about it. I genuinely just put up the little parasol on his pram, thinking that that might protect him. Then I started imagining what you would say if you came home and there was a spike of urine through the baby.
Well, I'd be all... Well, that's just typical of you, isn't it? You can't even take him out for one day without getting him impaled on a spike of urine. I was going to warn you to look out for that, but I didn't want to patronise you.
No, actually, by the time you got back, the urine would have melted, so all you'd see is a baby with a hole in him floating around in a pram full of urine.
Yeah, and I'd say, how did this happen? What have you been doing? Wait... This looks like more urine than one person could realistically produce in a day. And it smells like the urine of several international travellers. What's going on here?
Why make me think about something this unlikely, though? What evolutionary advantage is this giving me? I hate my brain.
Thanks for coming over, Peter.
Oh, thanks for asking me. Is Jean...
She's at the supermarket. Oh. She doesn't know you're here. Buttered Weetabix?
Sorry, Ken?
Buttered Weetabix. Would you like one?
What?
I'm having one, but I've made enough for us both.
To eat?
Of course. I'd never actually tried one before this morning, and yes, I thought it was weird at first too, but once you've had a couple, they really start to grow on you.
Your love of cereal has passed on to your grandkids, Ken. I don't think so. Thanks.
Go on, live a little. Just try one.
Are you some kind of spreaded cereal pusher, Ken?
Give it a go.
Really? Yeah, you know, that's not bad, actually. Hey, do you know what might actually make this better?
Go on.
Hear me out on this. It's just blue sky thinking.
I'm all ears.
Bit of cheddar.
No.
Think about it.
It's too much, Pete.
People said that about butter.
You can't go that savoury. Plus, it's hard enough to get through the dryness already. You can't add clamminess to the mix.
But you don't know till you've tried it. I think it might even work with a bit of pickle to take the edge off.
You're insane.
They said the man who put salt in caramel was insane, Ken. But now look, it's hard to find any caramel without salt in it.
I'll get the cheese. Don't tell Margaret. I'm not meant to be having it.
Mum's the word.
Hi, honey, I'm home.
Shh. I've actually got him down. He fell asleep when I was giving him his bottle after his bath and... Now I'm trapped.
Oh, God. Oh, that is so adorable.
It's heaven. I've been sitting here for an hour, smelling that honey shampoo in his hair, Don snuggling into me. I just felt so perfectly content.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, but even in that moment, I was thinking, in 3 months' time, you're not going to be able to do this anymore. You'll be too big. You're going to look back at this moment and envy yourself for how happy you were. But I don't care. All that mattered was the moment. I'll always have this moment of perfection.
Wow. Well, I don't know what to say.
Then the voice in my head said, What would happen if you just twisted his head round 360 degrees? Why would you make me think that? I'm never going to do that. I reckon if you'd 720, it'd probably come off. What would your wife say if you came home to find you holding up the baby's head?
I'd have been pretty annoyed, Ian.
Yeah, and I wouldn't care what you'd have said. I'd just be more worried about why I just needlessly killed the person I love most in the world.
Well, look, the first bit was nice. The bit before you imagined screwing off our son's head like a bottle cap.
Hello, I'm back. Got enough milk for an army.
Did you get any Weetabix?
No, why?
Oh, things have got a bit out of hand here. It's a cereal biscuit master chef going on.
Oh, no. I mean, that Wensleydale and chilli jam turns out to be the perfect combo, Ken. Try some.
No. And, Ken, you shouldn't be eating that either. I'll let the butter go without comment, but no cheese.
What's he doing here?
I invited him. We thought it was time we got all this sorted out.
Oh, Dad, I just want some time for myself.
Well, let's sit down and discuss this like adults. I'm impartial, I can referee.
Yeah, I'm not sure you're impartial, Kent. You're her father.
I am an impeccably fair man, Pete. I hope you'd know that about me by now, and I would not let blood ties sway me from making a fair judgment.
I appreciate that you're trying to help.
Look, Ken is not judge, jury and executioner. I think it would just be useful for you to air your grievances, and I can chip in my halfpenny worth too.
Mum, I know you want all the gossip, but I don't want to air our dirty laundry in public.
We're not in public.
Or to my parents. It's too embarrassing.
Try us. We're open-minded.
As long as it's nothing weird or kinky.
Obviously.
You see, it's not going to work.
Oh, God, is it something kinky?
No, Mum, it's just nobody's business but ours.
Well, it's our business now that you're living here drinking all our milk.
Look at all the milk I just bought. I knew that got to you.
Just tell us what it was about.
Right, it's about the fact that my wife has been snooping around on my computer. There are some things that are sacrosanct, and this is a betrayal of trust.
Oh, come off it. You're not deflecting this on me. I was using your iPad because I couldn't find my laptop.
Yeah, you got through the password protection.
It was your date of birth, Pete.
No one would suspect that, though, would they? It's too obvious. A double bluff.
And then a message pinged up on the screen from Sarah Jane at your work. I didn't go looking for it. I didn't even read it.
Well, then what's the problem?
It was the image that was attached to it, Pete. I couldn't not see that, and now I can't unsee it.
So, you're taking one message out of context.
I don't need a context. There's no innocent explanation. I know what I saw.
No, you don't. You only saw one part of the conversation.
Oh, can I see the rest of the conversation then? Get the context of those bare breasts?
Oh, I say.
I thought you said it wasn't kinky.
Breasts aren't kinky, Mum.
They can be, so I'm told.
I really don't want to talk about kinkiness or breasts with my parents. If you've got nothing to hide, Pete, then show me the context of these innocent mammary glands.
I'm not letting you read my personal messages.
But because it will show you up for being the liar you clearly are?
Well, she makes a good point, Pete.
No. No. Going into someone's personal stuff, to me, that's as bad as cheating, which I wasn't. And you should trust me.
To be fair, Pete, if you're not prepared to show us the context, then it looks like you've got something to hide.
Oh, don't think you're getting a look at those mucky pictures, Ken.
I'm not interested in seeing some stranger's bosom, Margaret. And if I was, the internet is practically overflowing with the things.
How do you know so much about it?
Well, it's not exactly a secret, is it? In my day, you had to go to a lot of effort even to see one solitary knocker. It was like a quest for the Holy Grail. So when you got a glimpse, you appreciated it. But now you just need to turn on your computer and get buried under an avalanche of the things. It's disgraceful. And what's more, it isn't fair.
Can you stop talking about boobs, Dad? This is traumatic enough already.
None of this was as bad as it sounds. It was just a joke between pals.
Oh, yeah, I'm always sending my friends photos of my norks for a laugh.
Who says they were her norks?
What are norks?
Breasts, Mum.
Norks? Sounds like a brand name for lard or something you eat your dinner with when you're camping.
No, that's sporks.
Still, not very nice name for them, is it? Norks.
Yeah, perhaps it was a mistake to talk about this in front of you guys.
Yeah, yeah. Do you want us to give you some privacy?
Shut up, Ken. We're not going anywhere.
You expect me to believe that that message wasn't even a touch flirtatious?
Look, stuff that happens online doesn't count. Everyone's out there flirting with someone. Doesn't mean they're going to do anything about it.
I'm not, Pete. I'm not flirting with anyone.
I'm not flirting with anyone either.
I'm definitely not. I didn't even know you could do that.
Who would you be flirting with?
Well, I haven't got anyone, but it'd be nice to know I could if I wanted to.
Oh, you've been trying to tweet Zoe Ball, though, haven't you?
How do you know about that?
Oh, everyone can see your tweets, Ken. They're not secret. The whole family follows you.
To be fair, you're always hilarious.
I'm not trying to be funny. And I simply think Zoe should be the host of the proper Strictly, not just the weekday one.
It's the manner in which you let her know, Ken.
Well, look, maybe you and your parents aren't typical of the population of the world, but if all married couples started going through each other's messages and emails, then I'm telling you, there wouldn't be many married couples.
I didn't read anything else, Pete. I just saw that one. But people don't send pictures like that for no reason.
You don't know what it was about. And yet, look, I'm careering towards 60 and I look like Shrek, apparently.
Oh,
and
yes, you do.
Oh, that's who it is. Oh, that's been bothering me for ages.
And so, maybe I'm flattered that someone is interested in me in a silly, flirtatious way. But we're never going to do anything about it. It's the cheapest of cheap thrills. Oh, come on, you know I'd never really cheat on you.
This is cheating, Pete. Oh. And this isn't the first time. I've had enough of being made to feel like a fool.
You have no idea how good a man I am compared to my friends.
Your friends are idiots. Anyone would look good next to them. In fact, that's probably how you tricked me into marrying you in the first place.
Oh, this has got out of hand.
Go home, Peter. I have no interest in spending any more time with you.
Oh, come
on. Just go.
It's probably for the best, Pete.
Sorry, Pete. My fault.
Can I take the last Weetabix?
Yes, of course. It's the least I can do.
Thanks for that. So good.
Oh, all right, love, it's okay. You can stay here as long as you need to.
Well, that worked out well. Not one of my better ideas, sorry. I'll go and put the immersion on.
Margaret was played by Alison Steadman, Ken by Phil Davis, Jane by Fenella Woolgar, Ian by Richard Herring, Chloe by Emily Barrington, Pete by Gordon Kennedy, Mark by Fred Haig, Holly by Tia Bannon, and Nick by Harrison Knights. Relativity was written by Richard Herring and produced by Polly Thomas. It was an Avalon Television production for BBC Radio 4.
To the end of love.
Hello?
Hi, Nick. It's me.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. We're all camped up at Oxford Circus.
Ooh, that's fun. I thought you were going to London. And I thought you said circuses were cruel.
Never mind. Has anyone noticed I'm not there?
There's no one here to notice. Just me and Mark.
Oh. Well, good. Cover for me if they get suspicious.
It's outrageous. No one has checked on us. We've got no dinner. It's like we're in Home Alone.
There's two of you?
But we're both alone and hungry.
I'm having protein granola.
Well, I'll have Frosties again, I suppose.
I better go. I think something's happening.
Well, be careful.
Bye.
Do you think they put iron in cereal so if people are protesting, they can just turn on a big magnet and catch them?
Probably, yeah.